Hi, this is Jim Harwell, Wonder in Reality, and this is part 5 of The Most Important Thing, and just where I left off from part 4. I'm kind of getting into some new territory here, which I didn't fully plan on, but I think it's important. It's relevant, and there's a purpose of why I'm talking about how less than 3 to 5% of the people on the earth have caught this vision. And you might technically say they're spirit-filled. They have caught the vision of Jesus the Christ, His glorious presence and power through the Holy Spirit. That's the key, the secret, the answer, the mystery, the glory, the majesty. That's the answer right there. Everything flows from that. And it's God Almighty, essentially. And I'm mentioned that less than 3% of the people on the earth have caught this vision. Probably less than, it's very small percentage. Okay? And that's tragic. And again, even among Christians, and let's, glory to God that 30% of the people on the earth are, believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to God forever for that. That's 2.4 billion people, roughly. And we just pray and hope that all those people make it to heaven. Amen. The reality is, that's probably not true. And if we look at that group, half of those are Catholic, half are Protestant. And so many, as I said before, this is relevant. I'm not criticizing. I'm just stating the truth. Most of those people are in dead religion, and has nothing to do with the true walk with Jesus Christ. Although if they are saved, awesome, that's great. There are many people who are saved and will make it to heaven, absolutely, who are in a dead religion type situation. But my point is, those who are spirit-filled and have caught this vision are in an elite category. I don't want to get into it analyzing and explaining it, because there's so many factors in how someone can get to that place. But all I want to say is, those who are in that small percentage, let's just call them spirit-filled believers in Jesus Christ, followers of Jesus Christ, They are close. They have a close walk with God. They are moving forward into those phases that I keep talking about. There's 4 phases of walking with Jesus, right? First phase, born again. Second phase, born of the water and Spirit. Third phase, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's John 4, where Jesus said, fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Phase 4, that's the anointing, where rivers of living water flow from a person's innermost being. That's in John 7. A tiny percentage make it into that fourth phase. Tiny. Probably less than 200 or 300 people on the whole earth. Maybe less than that. My point is, anyone who's moving into these phases, who's gotten into the second phase, the third phase, amen. They have a close walk with God. They are in an elite category, the select few people who, because of many factors, again, it's not just because of them, that many of those people come from families that have a history of walking with Jesus Christ. So they're just blessed. They're fortunate. It's much harder for somebody who's not in that ancestry of following Jesus Christ to become a follower of Jesus, right? So they also have had people praying for them, probably. A grandmother, grandparents, a mother, a father. They've been, they are fortunate. They are blessed. But also, it could be that they, because of different circumstances, because they were, maybe they had incredible trials and tribulations and suffering, and they just couldn't go on, and they only had God. And so they came to Jesus Christ at their, you know, at these low points, and they found Jesus and they've continued on with him. But what I'm saying is this is an elite category, and I say that to encourage anyone who is open to listening to this and open to it's the most important thing. It's the absolute most important thing, Jesus the Christ through the Holy Spirit. And also, I'm also saying this to defend this walk with Jesus, because some people may object and say, oh, you know, how could this be the right way when so few people actually do it, and when so few people are actually walking with Jesus Christ, and you keep talking about these phases, and then it gets down to smaller percentages with every phase that you get to. Well, that's what the Bible says. That's what Jesus predicted. That's what God Almighty predicted, that few would make it. Strive to enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Oh, but how narrow is the gate and constricted is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. It's all throughout the New Testament. I'm going to give another teaching on that. There's more than 12, even more than 13, 14, 15 different truths revealed in the Gospels that reveal that most people will not come to God through Jesus Christ and repent and make it to heaven. That most, and this is tragic, but most will not make it to heaven. That a minority of people will actually find this, the answer, which is Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, and make it to heaven. And that's tragic. So I'm saying this to motivate us and again, I want to finish up here. The most important thing, the glory of the Lord. That's the answer and the key and the secret to walking with him. And it's our own personal relationship with him, because, and that's just common sense, it's us and him, one person with him. We all must have our own private relationship with him, our own well, so to speak, where it's just us and him. That's just common sense. If there's anything else getting in the way of that, then that's going to be a block and a break and keep us from walking with him. In other words, he's a jealous God. He wants all of us, 100% of us. If we have something else that our heart is in, you know, if it's a person, if it's our spouse or our children or another person, that, or some other thing, you know, it might be career or money or something. If it might be ourself. Somebody might be, you know, their own intellect or their beauty or their these things. It's what are we in love with? You know, if there's anything, you know, in other words, 100% of us needs to be in love with him and focused on him and given to him, then everything flows from that. If it's just, it's almost like the part of that we give of ourselves to him, he gives to us. If we give him half of our heart, I'm talking about our heart is our innermost being, our spirit man, our heart, the real us. If we give him 50% of ourself, he gives us 50% of himself. If we give him nothing, he gives us nothing. If we give him all of ourself, he gives us all of himself. Amen. It sounds basic, but thank you very much for listening. This wraps up the most important thing. Please visit our website, bridgeministries.org. There's a lot of free materials, and we are glad to send you. If you'd like to learn more about heaven and hell, we have a book about heaven and a book about hell. They're available online. The heaven book is Heaven, 33 Stories from a Real Place. by Jim Harwell, and the Hell book is Hell, 13 Testimonies from a Real Place. And we are glad to send you PDFs of those books for free. Just email us hello@bridgeministries.org. Thank you.